This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. House and Senate negotiators have finished their work on a state budget Democratic leaders say meets the needs of the people and meets Governor Sununu at least halfway. Divided government isn't new in Concord, nor are partisan tugs of war over state budgets. Joining me now to discuss what's in this package and where it goes from here is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So let's start with the big picture. What's significant in this budget policy-wise?
Well, I think $138 million more for state school aid is a big deal. It's money that districts have been clamoring for and will help pay for things like full-day kindergarten and also address property wealth disparities within districts. Certainly help places like Berlin and Newport. Both will get significant boosts under this budget. A few communities will see reductions, Portsmouth and Hanover being two. But, you know, districts by and large will get more money, and that's something that wasn't contemplated in Governor Sununu's budget.
But it appears the governor got his way on another big item, paid family leave. He said he'd veto the budget if it included a mandatory paid leave program he called an income tax.
Yes, and, you know, that's been a significant point of friction for months. And, you know, it's a significant concession from Democrats to take paid leave out of their budget. They did leave some money in for a leave program in the event that the politics on this issue changes over the next 2 years. But, you know, right now, that move seems mostly face-saving. And, you know, Democrats hope, or at least are arguing their concessions on this front should trigger Sununu to accept this budget. Why don't we take a listen to what Senate Majority Leader Dan Feltes said yesterday. He's been the Senate's point person on paid leave.
He's threatened to veto an entire state budget for his opposition of paid family medical leave insurance. So this takes that off the table, and now Governor Sununu should sign the budget.
So that's Senate Majority Leader Dan Feltes. Paid family leave is out, but what about differences over business taxes?
Well, those differences remain in full effect. What Governor Sununu wants is lawmakers to honor the reductions that are now underway under current law, which, you know, depending on how a business pays its taxes, puts the business profits tax at 7.7%. Democrats want the 7.9% rate, which was in effect until December, to be restored. You know, yesterday, Governor Sununu said he might be open to agreeing to forego future rate reductions that are slated to affect in 2021. But Sununu was also quite firm when it came to insisting that the business profits tax go no higher than 7.7% over the next 2 years.
I would veto the budget if you raise taxes to 7.9%. Again, I'm trying to throw all my cards on the table, show everybody in a very transparent way what the red lines that we can't cross, what the people of New Hampshire will not accept. They will not accept tax increases.
Is it your sense that the people of New Hampshire have drawn a line on taxes as brightly as the governor claims?
Well, you know, the governor won election championing these business tax cuts, but so too did the Democrats who control the legislature at the moment, and they ran criticizing these cuts. So, you know, you can make of that argument what you will, but, you know, we ought to keep in mind that the business profits tax is a tax most businesses in New Hampshire don't pay, and Democrats believe that many of the businesses that do pay that tax are interested in more than simply what its rate is. This budget includes other tax policies, conformity with the federal tax code, and other technical changes that senators like Finance Committee Chairman Lou D'Alessandro believe that businesses want at least as much as the lower rate that Governor Sununu is stressing.
I think he's fixated on a very, very, very limited portion in the business community supports the 7.9, lowest in New England. They support it. What the business community supports is the tax reform that we've done, and they're adamant. So I'm sure that they're on the phone talking to him about that.
That's Democratic Senator Lou D'Alessandro. Business tax rates caused the last budget veto in New Hampshire when Maggie Hassan was governor and Republicans ran the legislature. Will they trigger another?
It seems a real possibility right now. And, you know, if you recall that veto under Governor Hassan, the state went into a continuing resolution for a couple of months, and then there was an agreement reached. And, you know, some Republicans I've talked to think a continuing resolution would be fine as far as they're concerned. But, you know, the next step is for the full House and Senate, controlled by Democrats, to vote on this budget next week. And, you know, then we'll see what the governor chooses to do. It is a divided government.
All right. NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Peter.